On the Hometown Roll Call, we are in Greenville today, and we're talking with Mayor David Dreiling. Good morning, and thanks for taking the time.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about the history of Greenville for people that are not familiar with it.
Well, it's interesting. Back in 1846, the whole Hunt County was being organized and established by the governor as he was establishing counties throughout the state of Texas. And when he came to Hunt County, the governor set up a commission of members and told them to go find the center of the county and pick two sites, not more than 3 miles apart, and present it to the voters. But it was interesting because in the article I read, it said, well, you know, we could, if there's good donations, maybe that site's got better thrust. And then he said, whichever site is picked, it will be called Greenville. Now, Greenville almost became known as Pickneyville, which was the name of the governor. And then somebody during the process changed it to Greenville in honor of Green, who was a patriot of the Republican.
I see. And so the location was picked specifically to be the county seat.
It was picked to be the county seat, and it was picked to be in the center of the county.
Which you can see if you look at a map of Hunt County, it's dead center, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes it pretty easy to find anymore.
Yeah, it sure does. Are there some particular folks that have come from Greenville that are well-known, have accomplished great things?
Well, I'm obviously the Audie Murphy, World War II greatest decorated veteran. And then there was Monty Stratton, who in the 30s was a pitcher and went up to the Chicago White Sox. But the big thing about him, besides being a great baseball pitcher, was the fact that during a hunting accident, a pistol discharged, he ended up having to have the leg amputated, put on a prosthesis, and then still tried to pitch. He couldn't get into the major leagues that way, but he continued to pitch.
And, of course, a great movie was made of that story with Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
And the premiere was here, a major, major event in the 40s.
Right.
Talk a little bit about the economy of Greenville.
Greenville right now is growing like Greenville probably hasn't done since the big time of the cotton. We had two grocery stores open in the last year. We've got Academy Sports that's going to open. And we've got Hobby Lobby coming in, and right now we're looking. Splash Kingdom opened earlier, and we've got about 10, 12 restaurants that are going to open this year. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a lot of growth.
L3 is still the big economic driving force, right?
They are. And the fact that they're a great contributor to the city, but as far as jobs, they're number one. They're the biggest employer in the entire county. Yeah. And I think they're running somewhere about 6,000 employees right now. And they're hiring somewhere between 300 and 500 people per year. So it's continuing to grow.
A while back, there seemed to be some concern about the relationship between the city and L3. That seems to have resolved itself at this point.
I think it's been resolved. I think there's an excellent working relationship between the city and L3. And all of the animosities and problems that were there, I think they're pretty much put to bed.
Mayor, what do you see as the most important thing for the future of Greenville?
I think the continued expansion. We're working with the local retailers to expand the old downtown part to make it more of an area for people to walk around and enjoy the evening. We're seeing a lot of retail coming in, but it's just that the overall growth of the city is really expanding. It's good.
Mayor David Dreiling of Greenville on the Hometown Roll Call. Thanks for visiting with us again.
It's my pleasure, and thank you very much.
And this is KETR 88.9.